Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Palestine will regain its freedom not through fiery rhetoric, but through Islamic armies. News: the foreign minister of the occupying Jewish entity, Katz, targeted Turkish Interior Minister Mustafa Kifci and the government with harsh words in a post he shared on his social media account while praising Mustafa Kemal. Comment: in a speech at the AK Party Quorum Provincial Consultation Meeting held in the conference hall of the Quorum Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Interior Minister Mustafa Kifci stated that he desired to become the governor of Jerusalem, saying, quote, "We still have a long road ahead, Allah willing. We will also see the red apple in the skies, just as we witnessed the freedom of Damascus, Aleppo, and Karbach, God willing. One day, we will also see the freedom of Jerusalem. When I was governor, I had a prayer to Almighty Allah. As you know, after serving here as governor for 5 years, I was appointed to Erzurum. I served there for 2.5 years as well. My prayer was this: my Lord, grant me one day, even if only for a single day, the governorship of Jerusalem." In response to these statements by Interior Minister Kifci Katz, the so-called foreign minister of the occupying entity shared the following remarks, quote, "I say this to the Turkish Interior Minister who dreams of governing Jerusalem and issues threats. Jerusalem is not Constantinople, and the state of, quote, Israel is not a collapsing crusader empire. Quote, Israel is a strong and determined state that has proven its capacity to defend itself against every kind of threat." Katz also made arrogant remarks against the Ottomans through his hostility toward the Ottoman Empire, saying, quote, "Jerusalem has been the capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years and will forever remain the capital of, quote, Israel. The Ottoman Empire that you and Erdogan dream of has collapsed and will never return," end quote. Continuing his remarks, Katz praised Mustafa Kemal, who abolished the Ottoman Caliphate state and founded the Republic of Turkey in its place, saying, quote, "Unfortunately, you have learned nothing from the legacy of Atatürk, who worked to transform Turkey into a modern state. On the contrary, you are working to drag Turkey back into a dark and backward era." The words spoken by the Turkish Interior Minister are entirely devoid of sincerity. Indeed, only a few days earlier, Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan responded to U.S. President Trump's call for Turkey and Arab states to normalize relations with, quote, Israel and join the Abraham Accords by saying that if, quote, Israel stops killing Palestinians and ceases preventing the people of Gaza from accessing basic needs such as food, shelter, medicine, and water, if these are met, we can return to normal life. There is no problem. We want to achieve the two-state solution. These American-style words reveal the government's true intention. Foreign Minister Fidan signaling of openness to normalization with the occupying entity in response to Trump's call was met with a backlash by Turkish society. Interior Minister Kifci's emotionally charged statements immediately after Fidan's remarks were intended to reduce the public reaction, even if only somewhat. Indeed, the government's failure to officially end its relations with the occupying Jewish entity, the continued flow of Azerbaijani oil, the ongoing trade through third countries, and its failure to take concrete steps in response to the attacks against the Sumud flotilla are being seriously criticized by a large part of society. In addition to these matters, the government continually passes over the ongoing occupation and massacres in Gaza with messages of condemnation. It does not mobilize the armies that would bring an end to the occupation and massacre. It turns a deaf ear to the people's demands on this issue. It indirectly supports the occupying entity. It constantly thunders but never rains, and because of this, it continually loses support. Through such fiery rhetorical outbursts, it sends a message both to its base and to society. Therefore, the Blessed Lands of Palestine will regain their freedom not through the fiery rhetoric of rulers who betray the cause of Gaza, but rather through Islamic armies. وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice with the help of Allah. Room 4, written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Yilmaz Çelik.